Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have tuned in yet again today. We have something different for you. This is a statewide event that's coming up later on this month, and it's called the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for a moral revival. Now, what's all that about, and what in the heck are we doing talking about this on a business show? We're going to unpack a whole lot of that next. With me is Reverend Jessica Peterson, and she's from the United Church of Christ based in Newton and is the statewide coordinator for an event coming up on the 15th of January.
That's correct.
It's like around the corner.
It really is.
How long have you been planning on this?
We've been planning this for months because this is the ninth stop on a 25-stop tour that will culminate in Washington, D.C. on June 20th of this year, actually.
And this is being headed by a couple of individuals, and both of those individuals, which are with the National Poor People's Campaign, Reverend Dr. Barber.
Yes.
Will be in Des Moines on the 15th.
That's correct.
As well as the co-chair,
Reverend Dr. Liz Theo Harris.
And it's going to be at the United Church of Christ. Am I correct with that?
No. We're actually going to be at
First Christian Church.
Right across the street from Drake.
It's in the Drake neighborhood. If you have ever been there, they're a very socially conscious church. And which, by the way, they've recently sold that building. They're going to be moving.
Yes, so I think this might be the last big shebang before they head out to their new place.
A shebang.
Indeed. It's going to be a moment to remember.
Reverend Peterson, how did you get involved in this and why?
Well, I actually got involved from a previous connection I had with a pastor who used to live in Iowa and had moved to Kansas. The Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, was actively organizing in Kansas. And she said, people are hurting in Iowa. There are 1.1 million poor and low-income folks in Iowa. A majority of those folks are white folks, right? Because Iowa is predominantly white,
right.
White community, white state.
And in the rural areas, oftentimes.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, poverty has no preference, urban, rural, it hits everybody. And so all of us need to be involved. And she said, I have a lot of people I care about in Iowa. I'm going to reach out to my contacts there. And I was one of those people. And she told me about it. I have followed the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. since I was a child. And then, of course, being a person of faith, being a pastor, I'm called to justice work. So I snatched that opportunity, connected with the national campaign, reached out to as many people as I could here in Iowa so that we could get things going here. And that was back in 2017 when we started getting things going here, really getting things together at the beginning of 2018.
And recently, Dr. Barber was in Des Moines
summer. Yeah, because he's a pastor in the Disciples of Christ, and they had their General Assembly, which is their denomination-wide gathering in Des Moines, and we had a rally.
There was a rally at the State House that I went to, but prior to that, there was a service in Wells Fargo, and that was a tremendous opportunity to see not only the church in action, but also opening statements relative to economics and justice.
Yes.
Yeah. With us also is a new friend, and he is John Campbell. John is from the Des Moines area, he tells me, and has been involved in this mission. Tell us, John, a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a steel worker.
Good for you.
From the union Local 310. And you might remember that we had a two-year strike from 94 to 96 with Bridgestone-Firestone.
I remember that.
What we came to a conclusion. We had a lot of activism created by that. I was the former chair of our Committee on Political Education and our Civil Rights Committee. So we've always been about social justice, and as when I lobbied at the State House, that I noticed that there was a lot of other injustices just besides what the unions were looking at. And in this devastating time in Iowa, particularly what's occurred to unions, as we no longer can do this by ourselves. And we need to reach out. And traditionally, we have reached out to other communities. At our Civil Rights Convention in Birmingham, I had the privilege of hearing Dr. Barber and was rather impressed.
Electric, isn't he?
Yes, he was. And the close relationship that he had with our international vice president inspired me to look at it further. When we had 2 years later our civil rights conference in Minneapolis, again, the theme was the same. Dr. Barber came to us through media, and I decided if there wasn't a Poor People campaign in Iowa, I would start one. And so thus began my search to reach out to find Jessica, Aisha, and Clinton.
And Clinton, by the way, is the silent fellow in the corner, and Clinton is the national organizer out of North Carolina. And he has decided to be on the sidelines for this interview. However, we will include his photograph in the official picture just so his bosses back in North Carolina actually know that he's alive, well, and working. Yes, sir.
So there's a couple points I'd like to make about Central Iowa and this campaign. And the 15th is going to be a huge kickoff. And it's going to bring a lot of communities together so that we can interact and focus on the problems that are here. When we look at Des Moines, and we look at, in 2016, we were the 11th best place to live in the United States, third worst for African Americans, you know. Best place to find a job. Unemployment for African Americans were 12.5%. You know, Iowa has one of the lowest unemployment rates. Now, I'm not just focusing on African Americans, but when we talk about the 1.4 million Iowans that are live in poverty, well, when it's a cold in the white community, it's pneumonia in the black community.
Exactly right.
And so we have to take and look and reach beyond this. This country's at a junction right now where people are being played off on each other because of their cultural difference, racial difference, and what happens is everybody's a loser for it. We need to come together as poor people and union people and just people and start looking at our humanity to overcome the economic injustices that have occurred, and that we have formulas and strategies and the ability to overcome the obstacles in our way.
John Campbell's voice there, ladies and gentlemen, from the Steelworkers Union, part of the Poor People's Campaign. The event, once again, is happening on the 15th day of January. And, you know, that's an auspicious day in itself, isn't it, John?
Yes, that's the birthday of Martin Luther King, Jr., but also, I believe in 1959, he spoke at First Christian Church.
Really?
So there's this historical perspective, and the continuation of his work from 1968 is if you look at when he was assassinated, he was supporting a union.
That's right.
And that, you know, that the economic injustices that were being portrayed against those workers were eventually resolved through a very difficult strike, very difficult time. But, you know, the idea that I am a man, that I am a human, and that I have a place in this country, despite those who may say I may not. Now we need to look at the economic aspects of it.
And that, of course, ladies and gentlemen, for your history lesson, that was the garbage workers' strike in Memphis. We're going to turn over to another individual who, you know, we're just having a party here, for crying out loud. Her name is Aisha Al-Hassan. And Aisha, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well. I'm doing much better now that I've met all you guys.
Thank you.
Tell us about your involvement here.
My involvement, I've just always have been someone who's been socially conscious, looking to do activism work. And the work that our group does, the five interlocking injustices that we stand for, anybody who hears that, your heart cannot hear that and not want to act and not to move. And here in Iowa, there are a lot of people hurting and a lot of things that we need to do And, you know, just with Iowa alone, we have so many different things, you know, just with even disenfranchisement. You know, there are 52,000 Iowans that are disenfranchised just in Des Moines area alone, 23,000, you know. That's 2% of the population. That could swing any vote locally or nationally for our state. And these people do have the right to vote, and they can, but they aren't because of our voter suppression laws that we have passed in this state. You know, that's just
let me ask you another
reasons.
Thing. I can tell that you are active and you're enthused about this. Here's something that has just been making the national media over the past, several weeks, where it has been said, and I'll ask you this question, that people who have had, and this is the quote, who have had the boot on their neck for so long sometimes have just walked away from the political process and not been engaged. Do you find that accurate?
Yes, I do find that accurate because the systems that are in place have put people in positions that have put them in circumstances that are beyond their control. And the wealth and inequality in this country, especially in the state, is just an example and proof of that. And when you've gone on for so long with systems that haven't done anything to help you but to hurt you and put you down, and you haven't had anything to actually help you and lift you up, what motivation is there for you to fight to even go on? And that's why we are energizing the state and the country, and this is why it's a moral revival, you know. Just being a human being, a good human being, calls that you treat people the way you want to be treated. It calls that everybody has the right to work, the right to live, you know. And like I said, these interlocking injustices, these are the evils of this country, and together we can make some real changes, and we all have to come together.
Her name is Aisha, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. I want to turn this back to Jessica for just a moment and talk about, okay, we have laid out the groundwork with what is wrong. I mean, there's a ton of things that we can all agree on relative to housing and transportation and pay and inequality and the wealth distribution and all of those things that are going on relative to individuals who are in poverty. There are food issues, and we see food deserts. All of these things are reality here in the state of Iowa. What do we do about it?
Well, in a nutshell, before I get to the nutshell, I will encourage folks to go to the poorpeoplescampaign.org, where we have a list of demands that address all of the systemic injustices that Aisha mentioned: systemic racism, systemic poverty and inequality, the war economy and militarism, ecological devastation, and our distorted moral narrative in this country. So you can go and read all of those things, and that is what we are looking at. That's what we are pushing for. So it's not just saying, hey, we have all these problems, but we also have talked with poor people. We have talked with directly impacted people. We have talked with moral leaders, and we have solutions to these things that ail us. But like I said, in a nutshell, we want to ensure that the wealthy and corporations pay their fair share of urgent social needs, including decent and affordable housing, quality education and health care, safe and affordable water, and job creation. We want to protect voting rights and prohibit racist gerrymandering, hiring, policing, and sentencing policies that exacerbate inequalities that we've mentioned for black and for brown people. We want to end military aggression, ban the proliferation. Sorry, that's a big word.
That is a big word, isn't it?
That all of us are getting these guns. We have so many guns out on our streets, and guns that are not used for shooting deer. Like, I know my dad is a deer hunter, not used for shooting pheasant, but are meant to harm human beings and to demilitarize our communities on the border and the interior. And we want to ensure the right to clean water, to clean air, and to a healthy environment, and increase public investment in jobs programs to transition to a green economy. So those are, like I said, that's the nutshell version of our solutions. But go to poorpeoplescampaign.org online, and you can get the full piece along with so many statistics, because we have been doing this for a long time. There are organizations that have been building this movement since the late 60s, and folks who have been doing it coming together even more fully in this past decade to talk with people and to get real lived experience. And that's what you're going to hear on the 15th. You're going to hear from people in Iowa who are directly impacted, who are living in poverty, who are veterans. We're also gathering on the 14th. We didn't have the plans in place for this when you and I spoke earlier, but we are going to be gathering on the 14th as well at First Christian at 4:30, and we are going to have a march. You may have heard that there's a debate coming up on the 14th here in Des Moines on Drake's campus, and we're going to be there. Because although the Poor People's Campaign issued a challenge to candidates on both sides of the aisle, and 9 presidential candidates have vowed to push for a debate on poverty, it's been 6 months. There have been 20 hours of debate in 2019 and 28 debates since 2016, and there still remain 140 million. That's a big number, so I'm going to say 140 million poor and low-wealth people in this country, and there's been no debate, no serious political discussion or action on poverty. So at that press conference, people will be able to hear from poor people, from moral leaders, from clergy in Iowa and from across the country about how the poor are the most impacted by climate chaos, by war, by the lack of health care, by low-wage jobs, and be invited to join a fusion movement that's rising up here in Iowa and across the country. And actually, we have supporters around the globe for this campaign. But we're rising up. We're joining together across lines of division that people in places of power have sought to separate us by. And we're coming together to save the soul of our democracy and this world. And it is our deep love. It's our deep love of those 140 million folks who are living poor or low wealth, 43% of our population, 1.1 million, we said, folks right here in Iowa that calls us to action. So we're not going to let another presidential debate go by without demanding that we have a serious conversation and serious action on poverty and how it's impacting our people right here in Iowa and across this country.
Reverend Jessica Peterson, ladies and gentlemen, from the Newton congregation. And I want to make this clear, because this is a piece, this is a podcast and a broadcast that goes statewide, nationwide, and global. And so people are really interested, I think, in the economics of poverty as well as the solution for the economics of poverty. So this event on the 15th here is for the entire state, and you have people coming from other states as
yes,
well?
Yes, at the mass meeting at 7 o'clock on the 15th at First Christian Church, we have people coming from across the country. I know there's a bus organizing to come down from Minnesota. There are folks who are coming over from Illinois. You know, our neighbor states most assuredly are coming across, but folks from the national campaign are coming as well. They're going to be here with us. They've been, like I said, they've been touring the country and are going to continue touring up through January 20th of this year, because this, like you said, this is something that impacts all of us, not just Iowans. We would love people from all over Iowa. I'm from Northwest Iowa originally. It's a long drive. I get that, but we're having unseasonably warm weather and clear roads. You know, that doesn't happen in January. So take advantage of it and come to Des Moines on the 15th. And if you can make it a day early and join us on the 14th for our march, for our action, for our press conference at 4:30, so much the better.
It is the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for a moral revival. And that will be taking place on the 15th. We are going to continue our conversation, but you're going to have to go to Inside on Business, the extra portion, to hear the rest of this conversation, because we do time out on our broadcast affiliates. So go ahead and hang on and click through, because we'll have part 2 of our conversation coming up in just a moment.